here, the grass has riz. I wonder where the flowers is. Poetry from the pen of one of America's finest poets. Brought to you now as we come to the end of another workaday. People wending their way homes to relax and enjoy the poetry of Randolph W. Goon on Goon River Anthology. We're awaiting the arrival of Mr. Goon now, and he will soon be with us in the studio.
Round two of the cavalcade this morning.
Mr. Goon. Mr. Goon is in the studio. Mr. Goon.
Gorn, it's Bessie Studio.
I don't think you were aware of the fact that we are on the air.
So I certainly was.
And millions of Americans are awaiting your poetic word.
Not according to the ratings, buddy.
And now,
here's watching television.
Mr. Goon's first poem for this evening entitled The Birds of Spring.
Tra-la.
Tra-la.
Thank you, and good evening, four lovers. The birds of spring. The birds of spring, how do they sing? Sounds a little like Bing, those birds of spring. In the treetops, on the phone lines, some even sound like lily pines.
Oh, no.
In the morning when I wake, they're singing. Sounds like an earthquake. In the evening when I'm retiring, they keep on singing and I'm not lying. If they don't stop that singing, my head will be ringing from that singing, singing, singing. I'm losing my mind. They're driving me crazy. I flip my lid. Those crazy birds are making me go mad. If those birds don't stop their singing, I'm going to call the police.
Mr. Goon, I think you got carried away.
I stand the sound of birds singing.
I gathered
that. Me bugs.
Now,
Oh.
Your next poem for this evening, in a more quiet vein, we hear... What is the title?
The Daffodil.
The Daffodil. Yes, the Daffodil.
Daffodil. Last fall, when it was cold and cloudy, I left my fireside and said howdy to old Mother Earth. The ground was cold and solid, but with my automatic electric shovel, I disembodied bits of soil from its rocky bed. With patience and solicitude, my daffodil bulbs I did pursue to get into the ground before the snow fooled. All winter long I've waited, checked the yard and cultivated, until at last their little leaves I did just last week spy. Warmth and sunshine made them healthy, and the higher they did grow, until just yesterday they're yellow from the bulbs I did plant, they did sow, show.
I don't either.
No,
we'll have a translation.
But only this morning before I came to work, some mean old squirrel had chewed off the top and ate it. That mean old jerk.
Thank you, Mr. Goon.
Yes.
And now in closing, here's Mr. Goon's thought for today.
Life is not a bowl of cherries. Persimmons, perhaps, but never cherries.
I see. You've just heard
Get it, Michael, the writer
Goon River Anthology with our poet, Mr. Randolph W. Goon. If you wish, if you wish copies of today's poem, please enclose cash, check, or money order to the tune of $5,000 to Randolph W. Goon.
That's the spirit. Now you're getting with it.
He has a mortgage to pay off and
income tax.
You understand. So, until next week, we say good night.
Whose Jeep is parked up front of the studio?
Tonight's program was on tape. Adhesive, not video.